This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You know, online shopping is kind of an amazing thing, right? A couple of clicks, whatever you want shows up on your doorstep a couple of days later. We all know that. And if you don't like it or it's the wrong size, or even if you just change your mind, you can send it back for free. Or at least you used to be able to. Zara has started charging people to return online purchases over in the UK unless said returns are made in person, which kind of defeats the point, right? And honestly, return shipping and restocking fees are kind of becoming a thing. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has that one.
For retailers, returns are a pain. Kathy Robertson at the Reverse Logistics Association says warehouses have whole departments where people plug in toasters to make sure they work or give sneakers the sniff test.
And if they smell like feet, they're not going to go back into a store to be resold.
Not a glamorous job, but someone's got to do it because returns are surging. Americans sent back $760 billion worth of stuff last year. That's almost double the amount from 2020. Online ordering is the biggest driver, and Robertson says the rising price of shipping has made returns too expensive for retailers.
Some have been successful with hiding that in price increases. But it comes a time where you can just raise the price of an item just so much before you can't do it anymore.
That time is now, because inflation is also forcing retailers to raise prices. Return fees also help discourage return fraud and what the industry calls wardrobing. Mehmet Altug is a professor of operations management at George Mason University.
Majority of the returns are just regular good customers, but then there are these purchasers that buy something knowing that they're going to return.
Altug thinks more companies will start charging return fees. But will buyers balk? Marshall Cohen is a retail analyst with NPD Group.
One of the top three reasons why consumers choose the site when they buy online is the ease of returns.
So companies have to walk a fine line, make money on return fees, or risk customers walking away. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.